are.
It's 84 degrees in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Nashville is an alt-country town right now. The city has always attracted musicians who love a pedal steel guitar and a broken heart. And now, New Nashville is making a new version of country music. Music and culture reporter Justin Barney takes us through some of the standout acts of 2026 so far, as well as some upcoming alt-country releases.
In February, Nashville's Owen Burton, a.k.a. Oven, released his fantastic album, Gnawing at the Chord. On this record, he realized that all the dads were right. Classic rock rules. This is a Neil Young and Wilco-inspired album that is best served with an ice-cold Miller Genuine Draft. June brought us Styrofoam Wino's album Any River. This is a band with no lead singer. If you see them live, after each song, they trade positions and instruments. I have never seen anything like it. Lou Turner, Trevor Nacrant, and Joel Kinkel all bring their own flavor to each song, but in the end, they coalesce in a sound that is gentle and smooth.
They find pearls in the oysters down in Mississippi.
Coming up this year, Brennan Wadle will release her self-titled album. She became a favorite with indie musicians Waxahachie and Snail Mail, and Waxahachie's label Anti ended up signing her. Both Waxahachie and Snail Mail appear on the album that has Lucinda Williams-inspired production. And in September, Medium Build will release The King of Having Fun. On this album, almost every song, he is the king of something. Yearning, chaos, little treats, and even the king of East Nashville pseudo-dive bar, Shulman's. His lyrics are a perfect mix of funny and poignant. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Justin Barney.
He's at the Home Depot buying all the stuff to build a house.